Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young at Iowa Public Radio in Ames as the Here and Now election road trip continues. Tonight's the big night, so cue the marching band. This is like Disneyland for you.
Oh, it is. It is my World Series. It is my World Cup. It is my Super Bowl. It is everything.
When I say madam, you say president. Madam! Madam!
Hey, are you ready? Are you ready for this election to be over?
Yes.
Yeah.
I am.
Me too.
So.
I am just here to find out if you know where to go to caucus.
I don't.
Fine, listen, we're just calling to see if you're planning to attend your caucus on Monday night. Well, then can I bring you some medicine to make sure you feel better?
You've been urging me to run as a candidate for the highest office in these United States.
The world is coming here. The perception is when you come to Iowa, it's corn and a bunch of white people. You know what? We want to make sure that new Iowans can learn how to caucus. So take advantage of this.
Jeremy, our thanks to the Iowa State drum team at yesterday's wrestling match against Central Michigan for starting us off there. Wrestling is huge here.
Well, and I think we should start every show off with a marching band now. Now that we've done it, we've got to do it.
Yeah, well, and there will be much wrestling and arm wrestling and people trying to take other people to the mat tonight in the caucuses. So let's get started. On the Republican side tonight, speakers will get up and make pitches for instance, Trump's call for a wall with Mexico or Ted Cruz's flat tax. They go down the line of candidates. Then voters sign a private written ballot. On the other hand, Democrats publicly try to convince each other. So let's hear how that might go. Kristen Bain does marketing in a law firm in Des Moines. Kristen, is it possible you're still your mind still isn't made up at this point?
It is. I am weighing between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton.
And what is it you like about each? What are you questioning?
So I am very happy with Senator Sanders' plans for the country. I really appreciate a lot of his policies that he's put forth. But I also look at that and don't think that those are realistic in today's society. He will be facing a Congress that will push back on everything that he tries to do.
Okay, let's bring in someone you might meet at a caucus tonight. Let's bring in Alex Dozer. He's head of Iowa State University College Democrats. He's in the studio with us here in Ames. Go ahead and caucus her.
Okay, well, I totally empathetic to that line of reasoning. I think Hillary Clinton has a wealth of experience. But, you know, Bernie Sanders has 32 years, 8 years as mayor, 24 years in Congress. You know, he has a record of getting things done as mayor in Vermont, was well known for working with Republicans. And I guess for me, you know, what a major thing is, are we going to, as a party, elect someone who is going to play politics or someone who's been consistently ahead of the curve? When you look at this guy's record, voting against the Iraq War, voting against the Glass-Steagall Act repeal, voting against the Defense of Marriage Act, even when the majority of Americans weren't on the same side.
Kristen Bain, questions?
Yeah, I completely agree. I mean, like I said, I'm very happy with Senator Sanders' policies, and I do agree that he's been able to make some great strides in his home state and been on the right side of history in a lot of different things, but I just don't think on a national level that we're ready to go there. But at the same time, I also look at Senator, Secretary of State Clinton, and I see that there is so much hatred for her on the right. And so that's where I'm at right now, that I really look at her and I think, well, nobody's going to go along with anything she wants either. So we're kind of at this place where I like Senator Sanders' policies, I like Senator Clinton's policies, but I don't think we're going to be able to get anything done.
Well, and Alex, I would ask you another question just to make you defend your candidate more. Mm-hmm. He's talking about Medicare for all, universal health care, free college tuition. He says he'll tax the wealthy and break up the banks on Wall Street. You know, there are people saying he's calling it a revolution and they're afraid it's too much too soon.
And it very well might be. But, you can't have compromise without a strong opinion to start with. I don't think that Bernie Sanders is a candidate who's unwilling to compromise. I think he has strong ideas. I think he has things that he would like to see done. But I think in the end, based on his history as mayor in Vermont, I think that he's a candidate who can work with Republicans.
Well, so Kristen, you're going into a caucus room tonight, and there's going to be a scrum of Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton people surrounding you, trying to get you to come to their side. Have you leaned any more?
No, I haven't. We'll see. I will probably start out on the Hillary Clinton side and see where things go tonight.
Well, good luck to both of you. It's just terrific civic participation, and we thank you both for doing it here as well. Kristen Bain, an undecided Democratic voter here in Iowa, and Alex Dozer, who's with the Iowa State University Democratic Club, who's trying to win her over to the Bernie Sanders side. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Robin, it's so great to hear from real Iowans there, because today is the day. Pundits, step aside. It's time for the real Iowans to have their voice heard.